8 miles an hour. I'm David Cole, WGTD News. The Morning Show with Greg Berg is coming up. Welcome you to the Friday Morning Show on WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio. I'm Gregory Berg. Gateway President Brian Albrecht is on the program today. A quick word about morning shows that are coming up next week. On Monday, we will preview the first POV documentary of the new season, a marvelous film called Out in the Night. On Tuesday and Wednesday, you'll hear my interview with former Racinian David Roselle, who has a marvelous memoir to his credit called The Boy Who Climbed the Tarzan Tree, in which Roselle talks about his experience of spending most of his childhood in an orphanage on the south side of Racine, the Taylor Children's Asylum. It's a place he remembers very, very fondly. He deeply appreciates the loving, attentive care he received there, and this memoir highlights that experience. And you'll hear my interview with Mr. Roselle beginning Tuesday and finishing Wednesday. And next Thursday, I'm very excited to share with you an interview with John Hambrock, who's, of course, responsible for the highly regarded comic strip, The Brilliant Mind of Edison Lee. John Hambrock is just back from the National Cartoonist Society Reuben Awards. That's kind of the Academy Awards of the cartooning world. And a week from today, best-selling author Earl Swift and his latest book called Autobiography, in which he traces the lineage of one Chevy station wagon from 1957 through its 13 owners to the present day. An amazing book. The Morning Show is archived on our website, WGTD.org. Click on Talk. And we welcome you to The Morning Show on WGTD-HD, your gateway to public radio. I'm Gregory Berg, and I'm happy to welcome back into our studios, as we do once a month, the president of Gateway Technical College, Brian Albrecht, who is looking happy and tanned and not too tired after a trip to Morocco. So, President Albrecht, maybe we can start there. What in the world took you all the way to Morocco?
Well, first, good morning, Greg. I always appreciate our time together. And yeah, I don't know if this is a tan or if I'm just really excited to be here this morning, but it has been just a terrific start to the summer for us, late spring, early summer type activities. You know, we've spent a lot of time working with our students through many different programs, but the trip to Morocco was quite unique and very special. Over the last 4 years, Gateway has had a partner with the University of Oujda in Morocco, and one of the colleges they have at the university is called EST, and it's their technical training center. And in partnership with Snap-on, we developed an automotive certification program that parallels the Gateways program that we have at the Horizon Center. So we were back in Morocco last week for the ribbon cutting of the new facility and awarding the first certificates to students from Morocco on behalf of Snap-on and Gateway. So it was a very proud moment to be able to be recognized at the international level. And I think what we will see is an inspirational moment for colleges not only across the United States but now across the globe to be able to leverage the relationship that we've developed with Snap-on in the development of a certification program that can help young people obtain the skills to be successful in the automotive industry. So a great celebration. I want to give a big shout out and thank you to Debbie Davidson, our Vice President for Business Solutions, and Matt Janison, who attended with me at that event. Matt provided all of the training and certification, and Debbie's been involved for 3 years in the development of this new facility. We had representatives from many different countries there, and they were, of course, very appreciative and had great accolades for Gateway's leadership in developing this new center.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Speaking of celebrations, of course, we are just a couple of weeks out from Gateway's graduation, which occurred, and it was a great success. What are your memories of that night?
Thank you so much. You know, it was, well, it started out with a terrific boom because, Greg, you were our singer for the national anthem, and that set the stage for a very successful event. Thank you to all of our faculty and staff that helped and assisted and volunteered that evening, and certainly a big congratulations to all of our graduates. So we're always so proud of the work that they do on an ongoing basis here at the college, but there's nothing like commencement, as you know, that moment of walking across the stage knowing that I did it, I accomplished my lifelong goal of becoming a college graduate, and I am always inspired by the comments that our students say before and after the program. And our student speaker, Zaida, who just was remarkable in her journey through Gateway and now graduating and going on to the university to continue with her education. And Dominic Cariello was our industry speaker, works for Badger Meter, and inspirational as always. He's grew up right here in the Racine area, graduated from a high school in Racine, and served our country through the military and just had so many thoughtful messages for our students about staying focused on your vision, your goal, and becoming involved in the community and demonstrating leadership, and good things will happen. And so it was really a great day for all of us.
That reminds me, I don't think you've been on the morning show since I saw you at Carthage's commencement. tell our listeners what you were doing there.
Thank you. Well, you know, I just try to attend all the graduations around the area.
They're so much fun, yeah.
Thank you to Greg Woodward, the president of Carthage College. I was honored this year to receive the Newtown Award from Carthage College, which is their highest award that they acknowledge a person outside of the Carthage community. And so now I feel like I'm a part of the Carthage community, so I'm really grateful for that. And what a terrific program that they put together for the students at Carthage as well. I had a chance to meet their parents and many of the students and just the family environment that they create. And for me, it was a 3-day experience. We had a reception, and then there's a nice church service, and then we had a luncheon, and then eventually the commencement ceremony where I saw you there again with your students performing, and it was outstanding. So I'm very proud of the fact that we work close together between Gateway and Carthage, and extremely humbled that they recognized me personally. Hopefully on behalf of Gateway's our role in our community. So thank you for that.
Speaking of recognition, I know Gateway was recently granted an award as being an especially great place to work.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that one as well. You know, each year the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel puts together a program called the Top Workplace Award Winners. And this year, actually our fourth year that Gateway's received a Top Workplace Award. Hmm. And it just shows the character of our faculty and our staff and all employees here and the involvement that they have and staying focused on what's important, service to our students and service to our community. And for me, it demonstrates a positive culture. And if we can create a positive culture, you know, our community will benefit from that because our programs will be strong and our services will be strong. And a happy employee makes my job a lot easier here at Gateway. And so congratulations to the entire Gateway community and those that we serve. We're proud that we've been here for over 104 years and that we're being recognized this way as a top workplace award.
Terrific.
Thank you.
I know that you are also excited about yet another important new partner for Gateway, a new company that has just come here to Kenosha County. Tell us about Kenol.
Yes, thank you. Kenol is a remarkable company. They're located not too far from the Horizon Center out by the airport. Built a brand new facility out there. We were fortunate to be a part of their groundbreaking ceremony, and we've extended some training opportunities with Kenol. I'm doing some work with Lean Six Sigma and some new employee orientation for the folks there. And now most recently, Kenol has joined our team as a partner here at Gateway to help us do some research, R&D in the area of LED lighting for the horticulture industry, groundbreaking research that our students will be working on, expanded security lighting systems for our new law enforcement training center. We're just so fortunate to have great community partners like Kenol that recognize the value of Gateway and how we can accelerate our service within the community through business partnerships. And as a result, I just want to recognize one of our instructors, Rick Lothi, who received this month our Customer Service Award for his outstanding service in Green Belt certification, so the Lean Six Sigma initiatives, and he's working with companies like Kenall to make sure that they have the right tools and resources for their employees to be successful. So welcome to Kenall, and we appreciate their partnership.
I know that the last thing we need to talk about before we introduce our special guest today is some of the fun summer camps that are already underway here at Gateway.
These are some of my favorite things. I get around to many different activities around the college throughout the year, but the summertime is certainly fun because we've got a lot of elementary and middle school and high school kids on campus doing some really creative things. For example, a maker camp where they're going to work on 3D design and they're going to create images and then do laser cutting of those images. We have a program called Fun with Forensics where they're doing crime scene investigation. We have some unique programs called Kids in the Kitchen where we're learning about you know, how to prepare food, programs in graphic design, programs in sign language, and programs even how to be a better babysitter. You know, what are some of the safety things that you can we can help young people understand and become more involved in? If any of our listeners have a son or daughter or maybe a grandson or a granddaughter that are interested in an activity this summer, they're usually less than a week long, 3 days, but they're high energy, high impact on campus, a lot of fun hands-on activities. They can contact Jane Finkenbein here at the college, and her email address is finkenbine, the letter J, at gtc.edu, or just go to our website, and you'll see it on the front page, Summer Camps. Click on it, and we'll get you to link to the right place.
There you go. All right.
Thank you.
Well, we have a very special guest that I know you are exceptionally excited to have joining us. Tell us about your connection with Gary Beyer.
Yes, I want to welcome Gary to the program this morning.
Good morning.
In fact, I had just asked Gary if he had been on before because I thought as long as I've known him, he must have been on the program before. But he said this is his first visit to our show. I've known Gary for well over probably 10 years, maybe even more. I've had the opportunity to serve with the Wisconsin Auto and Truck Dealers Foundation, and Gary has been a strong advocate for the work that we do in our technical colleges and in our high schools, of which you'll hear a little bit later. And he's now the vice president for the foundation, is really the champion for helping our colleges and our high schools develop collaborative training programs, help to align curriculum to assure that their representative body, which would be the industry, the dealers, have a pipeline of technicians that can meet the needs for the skilled workforce for the automotive industry. So welcome to Gary.
Well, good morning. And when we talk about pipeline, you're definitely a part of the pipeline, a very important part. We see about 450 to 500 grads graduating from the 16 technical colleges, and Gateway's right in the middle and a shining star in helping to have our industry have the right technical capabilities and human skills that we need in order to keep Wisconsin rolling.
Well, and 2 weeks ago, you and I were at Park High School.
Indeed.
For their end-of-the-year scholarship event. And so we had a young man that received the scholarship from your organization.
Yes.
And he announced that he would be attending Gateway. So I was so proud. We were both
really
proud
that
night.
The diesel program, yes.
Right.
Excellent.
Yes, he walked away with quite a few awards
night.
Cool. Well, Gary, tell us a little bit more about you, about where you're from originally and so on, and sort of the pathway that took you to your current position with the Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Association.
Well, sure, Greg. I'm from the area. I'm from southeastern Wisconsin, Milwaukee, to be exact. And a little over 40 years ago, I was sitting where you are. Actually started in public radio up at FM 90 in Milwaukee and went into broadcasting and went into commercial broadcasting eventually, working for Channel 4 up there, and then that took me on a path all the way across the East Coast of the United States, did a little bit of cable television, eventually a big loop, ended up back in Milwaukee, working for Milwaukee Public Television for 7 years. Enjoyed the fundraising aspect. It really became quite exciting. Those numbers were more exciting than the rating book. So I said, well,
yeah.
And also more permanent, the things that can be accomplished. And you sitting here in the middle of the Gateway campus, I think we can see, you know, just how important some of that, the voluntary support is. But to make a long story short, an opening became available with the Milwaukee Area Technical College Foundation to become its coordinator, director, have you. And so I took that back in 1992. And the interesting thing was the first two pieces of paper on my desk were two checks from the Auto Dealers Association for this thing called Automotive Service Technician. And we were all scratching our head. We'll get into that a little bit later. But that's what led me into the technical college system. And eventually, the relationship and working with some of the special projects that we did through Milwaukee Area Technical brought us into partnership with Gateway Technical. There were some regional programs, automotive being one, the Snap-on program being another. And so we had a very good partnership with Gateway that goes back well over 20 years.
That's pretty remarkable. I guess I didn't know that missing piece about the MATC Foundation. That's terrific. So you actually have a really good experience with the technical colleges, and that really helps, I think, with the development of the work you're doing with the Auto Foundation right now.
Yeah, and it goes back, the Auto Foundation relationship goes back to its very early days. Actually, the fellow who put the foundation together, Ray Peterson, who was its first executive director and pretty much the founder, and a lot of it started right here in the Kenosha area, he and I worked together on a capital campaign, totally unrelated. And he said, I've taken on this, and we got to be pretty good friends. He said, I've taken on this new job with the auto and truck dealers, and it was kind of nebulous and interesting. And if you remember, Ray's background being a pastor was even more interesting. He said, so I've taken on this new project through my company, and I'd like you to be on my steering committee. So we actually sat at the table with representatives from Milwaukee Area Technical and Gateway to determine the most effective program that we could do to help fund development of careers in the industry, and part of that was the scholarship program. That's how it started.
What else should the public know about the Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Foundation? I mean, I suspect the typical person doesn't even know such a thing exists, let alone understand its purpose.
You are very correct. It's a kind of a one-of-a-kind here in Wisconsin. It's the only voluntary philanthropic organization connected to the industry here in Wisconsin. There are about five of these across the country. The WATDA, Wisconsin Automobile Truck Dealers Association Foundation, being one of the very first in the nation. We were founded wrapped around the concept of providing one thing, scholarships for aspiring technicians who are going into the technical college system. Our scholarship program works exclusively with the Wisconsin Technical College System. Nothing against any of the other for-profits or the special programs. They all have their place. We just felt that for students and for the sponsors that we could get the most effective use of our dollar by working with the technical college. And I think that's been proven throughout the years with the 1,800 graduates that we've had in the program.
Wow, that's some big numbers.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical. You know, I've found the work with the foundation to help us not only develop great programs at the college, but strengthen our alignment with our K-12 partners. So the foundation does a great job of raising funds and providing scholarships, but it's those scholarships for the high school graduates, which means we have to have strong high school programs, and that helps develop that whole pipeline of talent, whether they come directly to us or whether they go work for a dealer for a while and then come back to us, whatever the scenario might be. And it was through Gary's leadership and, as he mentioned, Ray Peterson's leadership that really drove all the technical colleges to have their programs nationally certified. And so now all 16 colleges are NATEF and ASC certified, which is kind of the baseline for quality on the automotive industry. And then colleges like Gateway and others have accelerated that and put other certifications in, including the NC3 Snap-on certifications, and some have EPA certifications. There are a variety of different levels of credentialing for all of that. It fits so well with our mission and focus at Gateway, and certainly, you know, the direct pipeline of scholarships is always a welcome addition to hear all of us in the technical college system. But like anywhere, students need that little boost, and sometimes working with a mentor, whether it's through the foundation or through a local dealer, can be just enough inspiration to give them hope and say, yes, I can achieve this, and they continue to be successful in our community.
And that's a good point you make, Brian, the AES system, Automotive Youth Educational Services System, which operates through 14 member high schools throughout Wisconsin, including Racine Park, which is one of the oldest in the system, actually the oldest in the nation. We cultivate the skills through mentorship, through internship. We have 30 interns right now. The count keeps changing, as a matter of fact. Thank goodness during the summer it keeps going up. But we have about 30 interns out in the field, including a number right in this area, who are working at dealers to learn the skills that they need to learn to become professional technicians in the industry. And it always takes me back again to my broadcast. When I started right out of college at Channel 4 up in Milwaukee, I remember working with the engineers, and they said, well, in school you learn the art. Here you're going to learn the industry. That's what we're trying to teach our interns and graduates line. So that they can move ahead and become successful professionals.
Out in the world.
Yes, and so that their companies can also do the same in serving their customers.
President Albrecht, what difference does this make in terms of some of the partners that Gateway has, like Snap-on and Paulman Group?
Absolutely. It opens a lot of doors for us. So the dealers are a member of their professional network, which would be the Auto and Truck Dealers Foundation, and they have different events and collaboration and communications going on. We always had our separate communications going on with local dealers. Now we've connected it. So all three entities are talking the same thing. We're focused on the same mission. We're sharing resources and ideas back and forth. And ultimately, that helps the students, because whether a student's working with the foundation on scholarships or working at a dealer as an intern or going to school at Gateway, we all have the same level of understanding and support systems in place for the students. I think it also helps us understand these very specific and technical needs of our dealers. Because we can do only so much in building a local relationship, and the dealers are involved in statewide initiatives and, in Gary's case, even national initiatives. And those levels of interest and support can be brought back to the colleges through a variety of different ways. Could be workforce training. It might be serving on the boards. And, you know, there's just so many different ways that we can collect information to help elevate our vision of what an automotive program looks like today.
Right, and that's one of the questions here was, how did we expand out of the scholarship program? Well, when we started the program, it became very clear that, and this goes back again, this is almost 25 years ago now, the foundation's close to its 25th anniversary, but we discovered that the kind of education that was taking place in transportation technology ranged anything from a hot rod hobby shop up to a sophisticated and certified system like we have here at Gateway Technical College. So part of what we did through the scholarship program and then eventually our educational services program, I have a team of five educators who actually work with schools all across the state to help them in their standards. But what we did was try to rise the foundation of those standards, bring up the tide, so to speak, so that everybody was on a somewhat level playing field. And all of the people who were going to become students in the system also had the same opportunity, whether they were attending here at Gateway, Milwaukee Area Technical College, and the same thing in the 14 high schools.
So in other words, a quarter of a century ago when the foundation was created, if you were studying to do this, you just had, it was hard to know what kind of an education you would receive, if it would be really methodical and scientifically based or something that seems more like out of Mayberry RFD or something.
Absolutely, I mean, correct. So, Gomer and Goober working those plugs. You bet.
Right,
yep.
Right.
Yep.
I might just add to this too. It's been replicated by many industries. So we've talked in the show before about the manufacturing skill standards, even our own NC3 certification programs. Anytime an industry organization talks about trying to identify standards and certifying technicians on it, they often go back to, let's do it like the automotive industry. So ASE and NATEF and what Gary's talking about was groundbreaking at its time, you know, 25, 30 years ago, and now it's being replicated by other industries. And so we've proven track record that these partnerships and the collaboration really help to strengthen an entire industry.
So you've seen this change dramatically in terms of the kind of training that gets offered out there.
Yes, as I mentioned way back at the beginning of the interview, we talked about the two checks that landed on my desk at the foundation, automotive service technician, and literally the people on staff at the technical college were scratching their heads going, what is this? So I finally called WATDA and they said, well, this is a fairly new term. It's something that's growing in the industry, and it's how we now address what we all know as mechanics. But mechanics are a thing of the past because the and sitting in this studio, look at the technology around us. I mean, when I was on radio, we didn't have this digital system. It was all tape. So the changes are just absolutely mind-boggling, and the automotive industry is definitely right up there with it. I mean, when you look at the amount of computerization in cars, things that we used to have to be concerned about, like starting the car on a cold morning, now you have a computer that takes over, monitors the fuel flow, the temperature of the engine heads, and all of the different things that make a car run smoothly, and it just happens, and you don't even know what's happening. This is the kind of thing that we have to train our young people in the automotive service industry to be able to maintain, replace, do whatever needs to be done, troubleshoot, diagnose, and that's what's happening, and that's the one of the really positive parts in the technical college system here is that we have such excellent facilities. And I'm going to brag a little bit for you this time about, because you've been doing for me, Horizon Center is known as one of the best in the Midwest in terms of automotive and transportation service technology. It gets kudos all over. I remember stepping off of a train at a U.S. Department of Labor conference in Philadelphia a few years back, had a Wisconsin tag on. The guy on the train says to me, do you know Gateway?
Wow.
Does that give you any kind of reputation?
Yeah, that, well, thank you, really you for that. I'm very proud of what the team has put together over at the Horizon Center. And I think you've described something that our listeners might be interested in. Some people would think, well, automotive programs, aren't they the same all over the country? And no, they're not. There might be similarities in, you know, we're all working on cars or trucks. But what Gateway has done over the last 6 years is really developed the high-end diagnostics of the training for automobiles. And that's the partnership with Snap-on. That's the computerization. That's the analysis. That's the critical thinking that technicians are able to do. And we certify them in that skill set so that they can work on high-end vehicles and become more productive for dealers as they go into the field of automotive repair and automotive technicians. So it's the diagnostics of the computerization of cars. That's the program we started in Morocco. So there's colleges all over the country that attend Gateway for that specific training, and now they're able to do a better job within their own community to provide skilled technicians.
Pretty exciting.
Yes, it is.
For those of you just joining us, we have Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College, paying his monthly visit to the program, and our special guest in the studios today is Gary Beyer, executive director of the Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Association. Gary Beyer, we've heard the term Team Wisconsin at least once in this interview. So maybe you could say a word about, and we've just touched on it actually, this notion of Wisconsin being in many respects ahead of the curve and really leading the way in terms of the work that the foundation does.
Well, thank you. Team Wisconsin is a concept. It's a, I guess if you want to call it a fraternity sorority of educational professionals. We do training each year, once or twice a year with our teachers. We bring them together to actually earn some of their industry certification and credits. But Team Wisconsin, that's a part of what Team Wisconsin does. But overall, in its broadest sense, it's a real concept that binds people together to, instead of compete, collaborate, as the saying on the wall says down at the Horizon Center. There's a time to compete and there's a time to collaborate. Team Wisconsin is the time and the place to collaborate. The people who are involved are members of school districts and technical colleges. I'm proud to say Dr. Albrecht is one of the earliest members of the team and has been there and helped us to support and build it. But it really is a sharing of ideas. If there's an issue in a classroom, you might have Carl Hader way up in Grafton calling Jerry Koberger down here at Racine Park and saying, here's how you do it. In fact, that does happen. Hmm. That will happen this summer at our Summer Institute. So it's a sharing of ideas, sharing of resources. The schools when they can and when it's appropriate, they trade equipment. If one school needs some specific training equipment and another has the capability to release, they will do that. We help them in terms of being able to move that equipment back and forth. But in its real purest sense, Team Wisconsin is a concept of individuals helping individuals to make our whole educational system in the automotive transportation world better.
And of course, this folds in President Albrecht into so much of what Gateway does, and in particular the whole notion of partnerships and collaboration and the difference it can make in the work not only of the students but even of the teachers themselves.
Absolutely. You know, Gateway's had a long history way before I ever got here of the support for the automotive industry, and I think of champions in our community like Dan Wooster and, you know, Dave Dixon, who are just almost like icons in the training side of the automotive
industry.
Two Team Wisconsin members, if I may interject. You know, and you could go down the list here at the college. We've got so many great faculty members that are part of this whole idea of Team Wisconsin, this collaboration, this sharing. Southeast Wisconsin has a rich history in the automotive sector, so it's allowed us to flourish in the development of what is now a nationally known program in the Horizon Center with our coalition of certification centers and the outreach that we provide for training. And we all know, you know, we only know as much as we know, right? So we have to share and collaborate and find ways to generate access points for new information. And peer-to-peer seems to work really well. Teacher-to-teacher, the summer training workshops that take place benefit not only the technical aspects of a teacher, but also the sense that I've got others out there that are having the same challenges and maybe found different ways to find success, and could I try that in my classroom? And it really helps to build everyone's capabilities.
Gary Barry, could you say a word about the work that you do with automobile dealers and what you hear from them in terms of the kind of workers that they need in this industry?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. The work that we do, obviously, the mainline work that we do is in securing technicians and developing professionals. And right now the word that we hear everywhere is we need technicians. Harry's, the typical example, Harry's 62, 63, maybe 65. He's going to be retiring in a couple of months. We need somebody to replace him, somebody that has the experience or the training coming from the quality that we have at the technical college system to take his place and begin to fill that gap. So the biggest thing that we're hearing over and over and over again, and I'm on the road quite a bit with working with the dealers, is we need technicians. I went out and took a look just to see how deep that need was, and I was on the Career Builder website the other day, and that site alone lists 207 open positions in southeastern Wisconsin. I've heard numbers all the way up to 1,000, 2,000, which I think may be a little overstated at this point, but we do know that right now in Wisconsin, throughout the state, there's a need for well over 400 technicians at all varying levels, from entry all the way up to master technician. So we do have that need. Our scholarship program this year has the application rate rose 40% over the past year. We have about 140 students who are under consideration right now. Typically, we'll have 100.
Wow. So, yeah. And that makes a big difference, doesn't it, for Gateway students
interested in this? Yeah, and the demand continues to grow. I mean, so we have a solid automotive program. We run year-round now, so people could start summer term, fall term, spring term. We see our enrollments continuing to grow in the automotive sector, and it's because of that great job placement and the opportunity to receive scholarships to help build that bridge. We also have a very strong diesel program.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to, yes.
Probably one of our fastest growing programs on campus right now. Diesel technicians are really, really a hot market right now. So if there's young or old, anyone looking to switch careers, if you're interested in a quick jump start in a high paying industry, it's that technical fields of the technician, whether it's automotive or diesel, and they're both available at Gateway.
Can you just say a word about, for somebody who knows nothing about this, what that distinction is? I mean, when we're talking about someone who would be a diesel technician, and what makes it such a hot item in the industry right now?
Well, one of the things is the scale of the equipment is obviously much larger. A diesel can be anywhere from 30,000, 40,000 pounds, whereas your typical cars can be 5,000. The type of equipment, the type of fuel is different. the sophistication, I believe both would be on an even level at this point. There's been a lot happening, and one of the reasons that things are so competitive in the diesel side of the transportation field is that the fuel and the filtering standards have changed dramatically over the last 6 years. There's been some EPA mandates that have changed the equipment dramatically over the last 5 to 6 years. We just completed last year a 3-year grant from the U.S. Department of Labor that focused on technology and in alternative fuels, anything from hybrids to compressed natural gas. That branched out from one technical college, our technical college partner up in Milwaukee, to actually all 16, where they were trained on, of all things, storage tank technology. Because some of the alternative fuels require such specialty tanks with this new carbon fiber and a lot of other things. There's a lot of maintenance and a lot of monitoring that goes in, and the kind of pressure that those things store the fuel under is so high. Some of them are 2,500 to 3,000 pounds per square inch, that there's a lot of safety technology that goes into the program. So to get back to the diesel side of things, there just has been such huge quantum leaps in the last 6 years in the technology, and especially in the filtering standards, that it requires a whole new breed of technician. A lot of them go in, they now call them diesel diagnosticians.
Did I get that right?
And they go in quite often, rather than with a box of tools under their arm, with real fancy diagnostic equipment, the kind that Snap-on delivers, or a laptop to connect to the computers in the truck.
Wow.
A typical diesel, an over-the-road Class 8, can actually be programmed based on the kind of trip they're taking. If they're going to go out west in mountainous terrain, or they're going to be out east where it's flat, they can actually be pre-programmed before they hit the road to get the maximum out of fuel and the fuel-to-weight ratios. Yeah. Also, the diesel equipment contains what they call RFI, which is a radio signal that monitors all the working parts of the diesel system. Should a breakdown occur, the RFI will send out a signal to the nearest service facilities, diesel dealer, and actually by the time that driver pulls in with the truck that might be limping along, the parts and everything will be sitting out on the counter ready to go. And that's a 24/7 operation.
Right.
So
I was on campus the other day, and someone mentioned Dr. Diesel. So that's probably what they're referring to. And they'll make as much as a doctor, if not more. And sometimes you have to schedule them out 6 months or greater. But it is such a dynamic industry, and sometimes we take it for granted. So, you know, a good example would be, you know, all the location is important, and we're fortunate to be in a geographic location where we continue to see growth. A lot of that growth is distribution, which means trucks, which means there's a lot of business going on in our interstates, and we know that side of it. So trucking is very important, and CDL drivers and all of that. And now we're starting to understand, yeah, the technician side is a shortage. That's important. But think about the people that are building those roads. And so if your car breaks down, it's an inconvenient, but you can probably get a loaner car and make it work for a day or two. If one of those Caterpillar breaks down while they're building your interstate highway, that is huge dollars every minute that it's broke down. So the technician has actually flown to the site, does the diagnostics, and can tell, in many cases through RFI, can tell what's wrong before they get there to get that piece of equipment up and running. Whether it's road construction or food production with Case New Holland, any one of those areas are just absolutely essential. Time is money, and time means you've got to have a skilled technician to be able to diagnose the trouble and get it back up and running.
Right. So, Gary Barry, tell us about some of the community-based projects that the foundation is helping to fund these days.
Well, we do a program called Community Challenge Grant, and that really is available to all dealers across the state. And what it amounts to is the foundation will match up to a certain level a contribution made to a specific nonprofit within the community. Typical things are very prevalent. We have supported somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think, 50 Boys and Girls Clubs across the state. There are technical college specialty programs that have been supported through the matching program. One of the things, I'm glad you put that on because I'm very proud, one of our dealerships way up on the other side of the state in Hudson, 2 years ago, connected through this matching grant program with the American Heart Foundation to train in the new CPR protocols, the new CPR-only techniques. was successful through the funding and also through their program and reached 2,000 young people. That was 2 years
ago.
Why would I talk about that now? This past winter, the dealer there was approached, the general manager of the dealership, Tim Juby, was approached by one of his customers who said, "Oh, by the way, I'm from Minneapolis, right over the river, of course, and I represent the President's White House Community Service Award. You guys have been selected for
Fantastic.
That. The first dealer in the history of this award, which is established in the Kennedy administration, to ever get it in the United States. Part of the mention when they put together all of the projects was the CPR program. So going on in a long path, but that's the kind of thing we try to do on the philanthropic side. And we've had about 207 some projects across the state, all throughout Wisconsin, including here.
Terrific. Tell us, President Albrecht, what this has meant for Gateway, being such an important part of the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been so fortunate to have great friends at the Auto Dealers Foundation, and Gary being one of those, helping us to continue to champion, whether it's community engagement activities like you just described, working on pathways for young people to get into the automotive field, building a brand identity around the quality that's available in automotive training across the state. And now actually taking a look at how we can collectively utilize the resources of the entire state through Team Wisconsin to elevate experience for young people, connect to the industry a little bit closer, and hopefully continue to support this particular industry in Wisconsin and across the nation. I've learned an awful lot from all of these men and women because they're very influential leaders in our community. And so most of the dealers in local communities have very established well networks. They're a part of civic organizations. They give back to the community. They're involved in all types of aspects of educational programming. And so I've been able to get a much broader perspective of what it takes to be a dealer and what a dealer gives back to a community. Mm. And that helps me hopefully do my job a lot better because I have a greater appreciation for what they mean. Most of the dealers across the state are family-owned, so they live in our community. Yeah. They're our friends and our neighbors, and their kids go to our schools. And you know, sometimes when you're buying a car, you always look at the other side and go like, "Wow, I don't like to buy a car," but boy, everyone needs to make a living, right?
Yeah,
yes,
that's really
true. And in the case of the dealerships in Wisconsin, our member dealers employ just a little over 23,000. The whole industry is closer to 50,000, and it's a 15% factor in the retail economy in Wisconsin. But we're talking about dealers and community service, and I could not leave this room without mentioning Ron Palman, the late Ron Palman, who was an educator himself.
Hmm.
Those first two checks that hit my desk at the foundation up in Milwaukee were from Ron and the Palman dealership, because they said, "We have to do something. We can't compete anymore. We have to collaborate in finding technicians. We have to find a better way to educate them." And shortly after that was brought on the Snap-on partnership, which has been with us and provided somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 million to $7 million worth of professional tools to our graduates in the program. And it has been just a fantastic ride, and we will continue. We will definitely continue with wonderful partners like Gateway Technical has been just fantastic, from the Horizon Center to Teachers Institutes, which, by the way, I know you're going to be hosting the 2016 edition of the Teachers Institute program. Maybe we can get some of the Team Wisconsin people
right
up here. I guess I'm inviting myself back.
You're always welcome.
We'll let more eloquent
you're always welcome
people.
And Gary, you mentioned just some great people. The Palman name is all over the Horizon Center. They've been great supporters of the college. And of course, certainly as we take a look at how we can continue to grow the partnerships and relationships, it's, you know, continue to add value. We'll announce in July a new partnership with Chrysler Fiat Corporation, again, bringing national recognition to our community, enhancing the services that we provide at Gateway, and we'll be able to provide training for teachers across the state and across the nation for that. So, yeah, mid-July will be our big national leadership event here held at the college, and we've done that for several years.
I'm just curious, you were talking about, in terms of Mr. Palman and those first couple checks, and this need for us to cooperate. We can't compete anymore in the way that we did. So how did this happen before? I mean, in what way was it sort of the wrong kind of competition versus the collaboration and cooperation that you're talking about now? I mean,
Well, Greg, it was a trench war. You know, like any other industry, it was go across. I'm sure you saw the story in the paper, I think within the last couple of days, the Journal Sentinel talking about the issues in construction industry where construction managers will go to other companies' sites and scope out the work that's being done, and if they see somebody that's really talented, they'll try to recruit them. We were the same way. And it was to the point where it was becoming, and this goes back, again, 20-some years ago, it was to the point where it was becoming so non-productive that it actually crippled the service part of the industry to the point where dealerships were having trouble with their daily operations.
Because
that has
changed. Because their most valuable employees were being poached by others, because you just didn't have this pipeline of trained employees.
Right. At that time, we were down somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 technicians. I mean, there's a reason that was happening.
Hmm.
You know, everybody wants to serve the customer to the best of their abilities. And if you have a blank spot in the workshop, an empty bay with nothing going on, obviously you're not doing that. So that was part of the reason. But that's where the foundation came in. And we've actually assisted three other foundations across the country to start to develop the same type of program that we have. Our scholarship isn't just hand out the check. It's a three-step process, which involves the application, the testing, and then finally we actually do personal interviews with the help of technical college partners like Gateway, who has participated heavily in the interview process, and then one of us from the foundation. So the students actually coming in, or the students who are continuing it, because we have recipients that are as old as 50 years old, you know, with the way the economy was going.
Sure.
But it's a whole process where they get scored. When they walk away, if you get through this process, even if you don't get the scholarship award, you have a pretty nice resume piece. And I've worked with some of our non-winners, if you want to call them non-awardees, and actually given them references because of what they accomplished through the application process.
I think it goes to show that no one entity can solve this talent shortage alone, that one dealer can't solve it by trying to find techs from other dealerships. One college can't solve it alone. So we've got to find a way to collectively generate the resources, and college sharing, work with high schools, all of that educational entity, dealers working together. And the foundation is sort of that middle ground. That's where it all comes together. So we both have a vested interest in the foundation, and through Gary's leadership and Team Wisconsin, we're able to disseminate that experience out into local communities so that they all can grow.
Go Team Wisconsin.
There you go.
We're just about out of time. The most challenging part of your job, Gary, and the most rewarding or inspiring part of your job?
Most challenging part is finding the funding to assist everybody that comes to us that has a need, be it educational, community. I mean, that's always that's standard nonprofit lingo. But that is the most challenging part. It also becomes the most rewarding on the flip side, because when you have winners on both sides of the table, over here you have on one side you have the funder, the dealer, as it were, the member, and on the other side the recipient, the student, and you watch some of those things. We're in the process of awarding our 2015 scholarships right now, and I had a really nice experience with that just a couple of weeks ago, and the mother of the awardee, after he got his certificate, she just broke down in tears, and it was like, wow. You don't realize, and you don't realize sometimes at the technical college. We don't, because there's a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of things going on. Don't realize the profound effect that we have on people's lives, and that has been, in this job, the most satisfying part of my work. Regardless of how many dollars come in or whatever the numbers, it's the quality of the work that's being done here. And that, again, you know, I say, go Team Wisconsin. Gateway has been a part of that since day one. And it is so satisfying.
I think I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, it's just, you know, when you think about young people at a certain age making a choice, and then their parents trusting them to go off to the college or the university of their choice, and having that level of support from an organization like the foundation, the dealers, a local dealer, someone that was behind that young person and championed them and mentored them, and now having faculty at a college like Gateway saying, we're also a part of that same family, that has to be very reassuring for a mom or a dad to say, my son or daughter is in good hands.
And I want to make one comment about that. Dr. Albrecht said Gateway, a college like Gateway, parents and students understand that when you come to the technical system in Wisconsin, you are going to a very sophisticated college system. You, if you're thinking on a baccalaureate level, you are halfway there and better with practical experience when you walk out the doors of a college like Gateway Technical College. You're earning opportunities. Your earning power is extremely high, and your potential is extremely high in the workplace, and it's something that you need to be thinking about. College doesn't always have a four-year degree in it to begin with. Now, I know when I worked at MATC, one of our distinguished alumni, we had an alumni association up there.